Hello, it's Amanda here. People with sight loss can and do participate in a wide variety of leisure and sports activities. Some sporting activities may require adapted rules, special equipment, or a different setting. And I'd like to take you through examples of various different sports and how they are adapted. Archery. Techniques for teaching archery are based on descriptive instruction and contact demonstration. The equipment necessary is the same as for fully sighted archers, but there are a number of extra aids available if necessary. Those commonly used are a block and board for positioning the feet, and a vertical stand which grips an adjustable horizontal point of flexible material, for example, paintbrush bristles, for guiding the position of the hand of the forward aiming arm. Electronic aiming aids have also been developed, but are yet to be adopted extensively. Bowls. Bowls is one of the most popular games for people with sight loss in the UK, and many clubs have blind and partially sighted members. They play bowls with the assistance of a director. This is a sighted person who stands beyond the jack and vocally indicates where it is. Canoeing. There are aids to help blind and partially sighted people to maintain a sense of direction when canoeing, such as a bell or bleeper attached to a sighted person's canoe. In general, the most effective aid is a sighted canoeist in the immediate vicinity, giving vocal directions. Clay target shooting. Athletes use standard shooting equipment with an electronic audio aiming device fitted to the gun. This detects the aim of the gun relative to the target and provides the shooter, through headphones, different tones indicating where they're aiming. The center of the target is white, while the outward circles are increasingly darker gray. As the shooter approaches the white center of the target, more light is reflected into the sight and therefore a higher frequency sound is heard. A sighted assistant is also used to ensure safe shooting. Cricket. Blind cricket is played with a size 3 football containing ball bearings. The teams are composed of players from up to 5 different sight categories. Each sight category is subject to different rules and compensations in order to make the playing field as level as possible. Football 5-a-side, also known as blind football and blind futsal. This is an adaptation of football. Teams may also use one guide who is positioned off the field of play to assist in directing players. The ball is equipped with a noise-making device to allow players to locate it by sound. Matches consist of 2 20-minute halves with a 10-minute break at half-time. Goal ball. This is an exciting indoor 3-a-side team sport of attack and defence. It is played on an indoor court with tactile markings, so players can determine their location on the court and the direction they're facing. All players wear eye masks to block out light and thus equalise visual impairment among the athletes, with differing levels of functional vision. Each team has 3 players who alternately throw the ball along the floor with the aim of getting it across the opponent's goal line. The defending team tries to prevent this by diving across and behind the ball. A heavy audible ball is used that has bells inside of it, so the players can locate the ball's position using audible cues. For this reason, silence at events is vital. Golf. The same equipment is used and play based almost entirely on the same rules of golf for fully sighted golfers. The one notable exception is that a blind golfer is allowed to ground the club in a hazard without penalty. All blind golfers are assisted by a sighted guide who ensures the club head is correctly positioned behind the ball, provides a description of the hole and the distance to hit the shot. The golfer then plays the stroke. The handicapping system in golf allows blind golfers to play and compete with fully sighted golfers. Horse riding. Instruction for beginners may vary, but usually begins in an indoor arena with the instructor giving verbal directions. As riders become more proficient, they can begin riding outdoors. In the early stages, a long rein may be used, and this could be attached to a leading horse with the learner rider on the following horse. Some blind and partially sighted people have learnt to ride with a high degree of independence and accomplishment. Mountaineering. Mountaineering and rock climbing are physically demanding, but there are some easy mountain routes in the UK. A number of blind and partially sighted people have taken part in rock climbing with the help of sighted instructors and leaders. Like table tennis, Polybat has been specifically designed for blind people. Polybat uses a rectangular table with raised edges and a wooden bridge stretching across the centre from side to side, with enough room for the ball, small with plastic beads inside, to pass underneath. Bats are square pieces of wood with a handle extension, and the ball is struck from end to end, each player trying to defend their own sunken goal and score points by dropping their ball into the opponent's. Rowing. There are rowing clubs throughout the UK that have members with sight loss. In competition, individual blind and partially sighted people can race with a sighted team or in teams where the only sighted member is the cox. Rowing is one of the few sports in which people with sight loss can compete with sighted people on equal terms. Running. This includes track and field, marathons and races. Some athletes might be able to run the course independently, while others will use the assistance of sighted guides. For example, the blind athlete has a guide who runs alongside, using a length of rope or cord to help with direction. The runners and guides communicate verbally so that the runner can receive information on the position of his or her rival competitors. Skiing. Skiing for blind and partially sighted people began in the cross-country, Nordic style only. However, training techniques and aids were developed for downhill, alpine, skiing. For example, two guides position themselves either side of the skier with all three gripping a light metal bar. The trio of skiers move down the slope in a synchronized fashion, changing course by verbal direction. As pupils become more skillful, the pole is dispensed with and the skier relies on verbal instruction from one guide only. Such one-to-one instruction has meant that people with sight loss have become very proficient downhill skiers in a short time. Swimming. The sport is adapted by using a sighted guide where appropriate and by using a tapper. This is an experienced guide who is trained to observe the swimmer's stroke and tap the swimmer with a long pole, woggle, to indicate the lane ending and the need to make a turn. Other adaptations can include using anti-turbulent ropes instead of standard ropes. Water skiing. Experienced coaches using modern techniques have enabled people with sight loss to learn the basic skills of water skiing relatively quickly. Anyone wanting to take up the sport must be a competent swimmer, and a life jacket should be worn at all times. There is a special piece of equipment known as the edge triple bar, which consists of three metal tubes attached end to end, making the bar wide enough for three people. The instructors stand either side of the pupil and help by lifting the pupil onto the skis. They then talk through what the pupil has to do until the skier feels confident to proceed on their own. Both instructors then release their bars at the appropriate time to let the student ski independently. I hope that this demonstrates that visual impairment or total sight loss should not be an impediment to participating in a wide range of sporting activities. If you are interested in taking up a sport or continuing with an activity, the RNIB See Differently Discovering Sports fact sheet, from which much of this information has been taken, provides a number of ideas and contact details of organisations who can help you.